Hey, Guy.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm all right, Dave. I recognise our dulcet tones.
Yeah, how are you?
All right, matey.
How you going? You all right?
I'm very good, thank you very much. Lovely day today again.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Ah, this weather. Wow, I love it.
So thanks for coming on to talk nonsense with us, Guy.
No, it's brilliant. You know, I'll be looking forward to it, actually. It's good fun.
So how are you finding it, Guy? Are you busy trying to work in this situation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, when the work's full on, it's full on, you know. It's like I've never had so many Zoom and Google Hangout meetings. And I think at times like these, and I can speak for my work colleagues, we all work extortionately longer hours than you would normally when you'd be at the office.
What's better about working like this and what's worse?
I think there's quite a few things that are better about it, if I'm honest. Well, of course, I did quite a spell as a freelancer, and majority of that, particularly when I was working for Canada, I'd go fly backwards and forwards to Canada. I also spent quite a long time still getting paid by them, which was very kind of them, but working from home and then obviously jumping on calls at 9 o'clock at night, which is slightly painful when you're just doing a whole day of working. So the days are extremely long because, of course, you have to put the hours in to have the meeting at 9 o'clock. So,
of course, yeah.
Yeah, you have to have the work ready. So I found that interesting working from home. I actually quite enjoy working from home. I've got into cooking quite a bit recently. I've always enjoyed cooking, but I've never really had time by the time I get home normally.
You attempted sourdough yet?
I haven't attempted the sourdough day, but I have I queued into a very good friend of mine, a TV producer called Alessia.
Yeah.
She did like a cookery demonstration, and I didn't realise she was half Italian. And she highlighted to all of us that I've been using the wrong plum tomatoes for any Italian dishes. You have to invest in these really nice San Marzano tomatoes. I think they're called San Marzano. I've put some in the cupboard. And they're about £4 a tin.
Right. You
know? And I'm like,
but they make a lot of difference, do they?
Oh, God. They just melt when you put them in the pan instead of like having to crush them with the fork, like the ones from, you know, Waitrose or Tesco's or Asda. They're all a bit crap and full of water and not much flavour. These are just unbelievable. So anyway, there you go.
What other things are better, do you think, about working this way?
I'm not missing, I have to be really honest, I'm not missing the commute.
Right.
I mean, the commute, it didn't take me too long, actually, from where I am. It's an hour door-to-door, which is pretty good from where I live. But the stresses, and particularly coming home, it's not so bad going in the morning, but coming home, it always gets like pretty packed and there's lots of racing around at Euston. I'm not missing that at all.
Yeah.
And of course, the commute savings are fantastic. You know, so I'm not knocking that. I do miss the camaraderie of being together with people and chatting. And I think a lot of people will reevaluate their lives after this.
Yeah.
And what's important in life, what's not important in life, and the things that you hold dearly that you probably ignored for, well, I can certainly speak for myself, that you possibly ignored for many, many years because you've been so nose to the grindstone at work, getting stressed out, traveling being part of that stress, of course.
Yeah.
So to be able to spend a bit more time, I mean, I'm still sat at my desk, sat at my desk, the home office desk,
yeah,
at like 7 o'clock in the morning and cracking on, checking emails, getting myself sorted out, getting myself ready. So I guess I'm working harder.
Yeah.
But I'm also spending some more quality time with people who I love and, you know, should spend time with. And that's kind of addressed quite a bit in my head. I just think I'd like to continue doing that. I don't want that to just suddenly stop. Next minute you're back on the rat race, you know, get home all a bit grumpy and you don't have time to do stuff.
Yeah.
The little things in life that mean quite a lot. So I'd miss that. But as I say, the other side of things, I do miss the camaraderie, the water cooler conversations.
You drinking more or less?
Sorry?
You drinking more or less?
Drinking?
Yeah, we're just asking, you know, because what we've just been asking people is that when everyone first came out, it felt like it was everyone's at home in the garden, nice day.
There's a lot of drinking.
You're going to laugh at this, Parv. I actually, God, I think the last drink I had was like the 13th of March.
Oh, really? So you've cut it out?
Completely. Well, I had a series, we get off getting personal now. I had to have a series of blood tests just before the 13th of March, and I had to abstain from any alcohol whatsoever.
Right.
For 2 weeks. And during the week, it didn't really bother me. But like on a Friday, when I go down the local pub, and you know, you meet your local villagers and next door neighbours, I found that quite hard. But we went out one particular evening, and someone introduced me to Seedlip Gin.
Seedlip. Oh, I have had that. Yeah.
And they introduced me to that, and I had a couple of those, and I actually really loved them. I really enjoyed them. And then someone bought me a Adnams, not percent alcoholic beer, and I love that as well. So if you looked at my cocktail cabinet, not that I have a cocktail cabinet, but if you looked at any of what I would consider to be my drinks counter, it's very boring for someone who wants a proper beer or a gin and tonic.
Yeah, cool.
But I don't miss it, actually, to be honest with you. I feel better for it. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to stop drinking forever, but...
But for the moment,
but people do laugh and say, you picked the wrong time to do that, Guy.
So, Guy, recommend something something for people to watch in this period of lockdown, something they might not have considered. Could be an old film, could be an album, or something to read.
But I've been watching Sky documentaries, and I watched something called McMillions.
Oh, right. I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's really fascinating, Dave. And it's basically, you know, McDonald's do the Monopoly.
Yeah.
Do the Monopoly game, basically, on every side of your cup or your burger. You get like a peel-off tab that tells you whether you've won a million. Yeah.
So that's some sort of con, isn't it?
It wasn't a con. Well, it was a con, Dave. But, I mean, they were like handing these out to their in-laws or friends of a friend of a friend. And the FBI cottoned on to this, and they cottoned on to it in a very strange manner. I'm not going to give too much away, but they suddenly realised when you plotted the winners that somehow they're all related to each other.
Oh, well.
Like distant cousin or whatever. And they started looking into it. I know it's fascinating. And what I also find fascinating about it is Mark Wahlberg was one of the exec producers.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing that they've got through that. Did you work on McDonald's at Leo Burnett?
Yes, I did. I worked on McDonald's for quite a long time, actually, Dave.
Right. So did you have anything to do with the competition? Did you have to promote it in a weird
way? Yeah, I mean, I didn't have so much to do with the Monopoly in the UK, but in Canada... I spent 18 months in Canada, and the Monopoly game is huge over there. But going back to things that I like watching, that the Tiger Woods documentary is on in a couple of days called Back, which, if it's anything like the rise and fall of Tiger Woods a few years ago, which is an amazing documentary, I'd recommend people watch that, Tiger Woods Back, on the 5th of June. And I've got to catch up on, I know you'll like this, Dave, because you're into boxing, Ali and Cavett.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah. And Dick Cavett, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Is it any good, by the way?
It's good, like a lot of the Ali things. Funny enough, I watched, Parv was saying yesterday, you should watch the new Ali documentary on Sky, which I did. And like all of the Ali things, they're sort of amazing, but it's upsetting to see him decline, you know.
And
struggle towards the end. But yeah, it's good, the Dick Cavett one. He's good. I've seen a few of the Dick Cavett interviews with other people as well. He's really good. So have you noticed anything around you, Guy, that looks that's different environmentally due to the less...
Yes, I have.
What have you noticed?
The one thing I've noticed, which I absolutely love, is every morning now, the bird song is incredible. Now, maybe the bird song's always been incredible. I've just never heard it because I've been too busy trying to get the car started or, you know, pissing about trying to get to the station, and I just haven't got time to listen to the wonderful small things in life. But I think the skies are clearer. I can feel the air is clearer already. And I just think nature is, because of obviously the pollution's at a different level. Even the night sky, the light pollution isn't as bad as it used to be, from where I am anyway. Yeah. And I love all of that. I think that's absolutely fantastic. The other things I've noticed, you actually don't realise just how little money you actually need to survive when you're stuck at home and you can't spend anything.
Yeah.
And I love that as well. You know, you just use leftovers and create things and have another meal out or something instead of chucking stuff away. So, yeah, I love all of that. It's taught me a few things. Oh, yes, I've got the other thing, which you'll laugh about this, because I've got the I love animals and birds and squirrels and God knows what else, but I've got a problem with the squirrel. It's a little sod. I've got this little squirrel house, and I put nuts in the squirrel house, and I've got a new lawn that I had turfed about 6-7 months ago. So the lawn's going on a tree, but the squirrel's taking the nuts out of the squirrel house and burying them in my lawn.
Right.
So now I've got holes all over my lawn, and I want to get rid of this squirrel now. It's driving me insane. It keeps staring me out and as it's digging holes in my lawn. Of course, I'm never going to hurt it, but it's like it's biting the hand that feeds him. Yeah. So I don't want to put him any more nuts out because he is enjoying burying them, only to retrieve them. And when the lawn's going to be really nice, he'll then be digging them all up again. So,
have you got any squirrel experience living out in the...
Rabbits, not squirrels, though.
What have we got? So what have we asked you what you've learned, what you've discovered about yourself in this period?
Crikey.
It doesn't have to be deep and emotional, but just...
No. I've actually discovered that I can calm down.
Right.
I'm not a complete and utter blur running around. It took me a while to acclimatise, just to kind of come to terms with the speed of life instead of the speed of the rat race. And it did take me some time. I couldn't understand why I was fidgety. And I think I've come to terms with that a bit more and just spend a little bit more time using that time to relax, you know, read, listen to silly radio stations, catch up on Netflix, you know, stuff I haven't really had a lot of time to do. I think it's just made me a calmer person, Dave, if I'm honest. Yeah.
That's good. So, Guy, are you a mask wearer?
I've tried to wear a mask and I can't breathe. No, I'm not, if I'm really honest with you. I use all the hand gels and I'm very careful. I'm not a mask wearer, to be honest. I don't get that close to people.
No. Well, you're in a lot of space, aren't you, in the middle?
Yes, exactly. I mean, crikey, if I was on the tune now, thank God I'm not, I probably would be a mask wearer, but
yeah,
no, I'm not, Dave.
Okay. And then one last question, Guy, which is, have you seen an ad that springs to mind, good or bad?
Yes, I have, actually. The one thing I think I am jealous about, it's not often I get really jealous. And when I get jealous, I find out who did it and I ring them up personally and I just say, wow, that was just brilliant. And, it sounds like I'm blowing smoke up the company I work for. But VCCP did a Take That reunion with the Meerkats on Friday. And it was absolutely fantastic. It was an hour long with the Meerkats chatting away to all the guys. And of course, Robbie Williams joined them for an exclusive get together. And they did an impromptu concert to the people all locked down. I just thought it was a stroke of genius, particularly as they'd done it in like 2 weeks and managed to get all this together. I was just well jealous. It's the kind of thing that is above and beyond ads. I'm finding the ads at the moment on TV pretty terrible, if I'm honest. Well, just like gratuitous uses of this kind of COVID lockdown for chips or, you know, God knows what else people are advertising. And, yeah, we will come out of that, of course, at some stage. But I just wish people would be a bit more creative. You know we can't get access to people, but then Doritos didn't get access to people that were using stock footage, like the Volkswagen cheap stuff that McGill did and Tony Davidson. That was really clever. I'm just getting fed up of Zoom conversations that are being recorded or... I couldn't tell you, to be honest with you, Dave, I couldn't tell you what ad was for whom.
Yeah, they blend in a bit, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Yeah, great to talk to you, Guy.
Lots of love to you, Bells. Look after yourselves.
All the best, yeah.
See you soon.
Cheers, chaps. Bye-bye. Bye.